Proclamation number 6938, dated the October 7th, 1957. Don't let the sacrifice on the cross be in vain. My suffering and dying on the cross can also have been unsuccessful for you humans. The sacrifice on the cross can have been in vain for you who do not allow yourselves to be impressed by it, who do not acknowledge the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who merely take notice of the human being Jesus but do not acknowledge his divinely spiritual mission, and hence you exclude yourselves from those for whom the act of salvation has been accomplished. You consciously have to turn to him if you want to participate in the blessings of the act of salvation. The salvation depends on you, even though I died for all people on the cross. But you humans do not know that you are constrained, that you can never enjoy freedom in light and strength without deliverance through Jesus Christ, but remain in captivity even if an infinitely long time will pass by. You do not know that the state of bondage, the lack of strength and light, can never be changed other than by way of the Calvary cross. And even if you reject the divine Savior Jesus Christ, even if you ignore his accomplishment, it depends entirely on him how long you will be in an unhappy state. You do not regard your human existence as very unhappy and therefore do not look for the one who can provide you with a blissful fate. But your earthly existence as a human being does not last long, and only then will you become aware of the torments of your inhibited state. Then the energy of life, which was yours as a human being, is taken from you, providing you are not bound in hard matter and have to experience the agonies of confinement therein. However, as long as you keep your self-awareness, you still have the opportunity to call upon Jesus Christ, your Savior, be it on this earth or even in the kingdom of the beyond, if you are not absorbed by utter darkness. And for this reason my love constantly endeavors to direct your thoughts to him, in whom I embodied myself in order to redeem you. Time and again I will try to bring Jesus' achievement home to you. Time and again I will take care that his act of salvation will be mentioned and that you, who is still completely distant from the cross, who attach little or no significance to anything in relation to Jesus Christ, will be given the information. Every one of you will be approached and referred to him sooner or later. Every one of you can deliberate on the information about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, and everyone can now respond to him in accordance with his will. But his attitude is decisive for an endlessly long time or even for eternity. Because he may indeed have to stay in torment and constrained for an infinitely long time, but he can also be eternally free, and in light, strength and blissfulness thank his divine Savior for the act of merciful love which had bought him his freedom and resulted in his blissful previous state again. No human being is exempt from this decision, and every human being prepares his own future fate. But my love constantly helps him to make the right choice. My love constantly advises him, so that no human being will be able to say that he was left uninformed of the means for his redemption. But even my love does not determine your will. For you have chosen this wretched state of your own free will. And of your own free will you shall also make an effort to be saved from it again. And for this reason the salvation through Jesus Christ requires your free will, otherwise the whole world would have been redeemed already, otherwise no one would be in bondage and weakness any longer, because the act of salvation has been accomplished for all humankind. But only your will utilizes the blessings of the act of salvation, when you freely profess your faith in him, who died on your behalf on the cross, when you acknowledge me myself in Jesus Christ and thus want that I would have died for you. Then you will be truly liberated from the state of constraint, You will pass from this earth redeemed and enter the kingdom where you can be infinitely active and happy in light and strength. Amen.